Bien se puya. Dice, es honor given to Celebiase. Celebiase is the incarnation of Krishna. And representing Krishna, who is teaching the living entities how to get Krishna. Krishna is teaching how to get himself. So the position of a spiritual master is not an ordinary position. One, it is a very risky business. To be a spiritual master is a risky business. Because a spiritual master is taking responsibility for all the life we have lived in this material world since time immemorial. We know that we are not living here because of purity or because of devotional service. We are staying in the material world because of sinful activities. So, a person is not forced, voluntarily accepting this heavy duty. It is risky because, apart from the fact that he is carrying the reaction of sinful activities from the devotees he is responsible for their life and the commitment, the contract that he's going to take care of them till they go back and back to God. Even in the spiritual world, the relationship continues. Apart from that, the material facilities which are also given can be tempting. So in both ways, the spiritual master is doing a delicate job. It's also very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. A friend wrote me last month. And he said, I was thinking that by now you'll be having a lot of headache because of accepting the sinful reactions of disciples. So I replied to him, and I mentioned, I am not having the headache because the people who have given me this assignment, they are carrying the load. It is not me alone. It's a combined effort. So because they are supporting and we are working as a team, the load is not heavy. It's important to know this because if it is an individual affair, one will carry the load and you feel it. And one can be tempted to think that he's alone to carry the load. So only a very fortunate person will see that what is offered to me, it is not meant for me. The Gurudev himself, he gave example of a postman. This example he gave me time, a postman or a cashier in a bank. A cashier in a bank, he counts millions. He may not have money in his pocket, and he's counting millions every day for someone. It's not tempting that you can put some in the pocket. Especially when you have a financial crisis in your house, and every day you're counting billions. One could be tempted to to pinch it, and that will become a problem for you because you're going to be detected. A postman is given a letter to post. The letter does not belong to him, but he's a postman. You have to carry the letter. And the letter may contain packages that has also wealth inside. But it is not meant for you. It has to be delivered. For one not to be tempted. If you have, it's a different thing. But if you don't have, it is a big temptation. You don't have, and there is a heavy responsibility behind you. You'll be thinking, how am I going to handle this? And here, I am having this money with me. That is the position of his specialness. But when one knows, I am simply a caretaker. I'm not the proprietor, a caretaker. The job becomes very easy. That's what you call transparency. Transparency. If the spiritual master is bona fide, there will be transparency. That will make the burden of the spiritual master less because it is shared. Everything is shared. What the previous acharyas that one is representing. So because the spiritual master is doing this business, Lord Krishna has a special attention for him or for her. Krishna has a special interest. Special. Like every ambassador of a country, the country has personal interest. And whatever happened to the ambassador, it goes back to the whole country. The whole country will fight for one person. So the ambassador of Krishna, or the ambassadors of Krishna, they have Krishna's love. They have Krishna's surveillance. They have Krishna's mercy. They have Krishna's protection, Krishna's shelter. So it makes the job easy for those who are transparent. That is our position. So all of us who are doing this service are representing Vyasadeva. And whatever offering which is done to Vyasadeva, it is equally offered to his representative. In America, a journalist has come to the temple and he saw how Prabhupada was respected and served by his disciples. So the journalist asks, "Your devotees are practically worshipping you." Prabhupada said, "Yes, I have to train them in that way. I have to, it's my duty to teach them in that way because if I don't train them in that way, they will not act properly. And when they don't act properly, they won't get the mercy which is required for a devotee, a disciple. So it is my duty to train them this way. And by acting in this way, they will get the blessing that Krishna will take them back home, back to Godhead." So on the day of Vyasa Puja, it is the duty of the disciples to glorify the spiritual master. That is the day for the disciples. The disciples have that day to glorify the spiritual master. And I have heard from His Grace Brahmananda Prabhu in Vrindavan. He told us that Srila Prabhupada said, "The Vyasa Puja day is a day he will examine the disciples. He will know who is a disciple, what level of the disciples he has. It's on the Vyasa Puja day he will examine all the devotees. Through their offerings." So it's a special day. And 2004 I was in Dwarka. And it was the Vyasa Puja of His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami. And Shuradas Prabhu from Mira Road. No, Mira Road. Kaga. So, when it was his turn to speak, he took the microphone, he was calling, All of you disciples, today is a day to glorify the spiritual master. Speak what we have seen. The Guru is doing in your life that you have to appreciate. It is today you have to express that feelings. Yes, Puja, the disciples have the right to glorify the spiritual master. Glorification is to tell what are the qualities we have seen in your guru that is helping you, making you convinced, increasing your own faith in Krishna consciousness. You have to explain those qualities. That is Vyasa Puja. It's a day you will appreciate a spiritual master by, you can offer him your life, you can offer him whatever facilities, whatever services you have. Disciples or friends or well-wishers will show their appreciation for the shelter we are getting from the spiritual master. We can cook nice, palatable offerings to him. Not to buy food from the supermarket or from the shop and offer to the spiritual master. A spiritual master is not a hungry man. You don't go to cake shop and buy cake and come and offer to the guru. That is not just a puja. That does not have your feeling. So it is not bona fide. We offer our feelings to the spiritual master. Our feelings, what love you have. You offer that. So when you go to the shop and buy a cake, how do you show your feelings for your spiritual master? What sacrifice have you made that the guru will be very happy? Or you feel, yes, I get purified from this surface. My guru Dev, he satisfied his guru by sacrifice he made. And he told us, I took risk in this movement. And the reason why I took this risk is to convince my God brothers and sisters my faith in Krishna. Taking this is to teach us the level of his faith, the level of his conviction of Christian consciousness. When you see proper purport and see proper statement, you can see it's a proper conviction about Christian consciousness. Here, his disciple, his Solana Bhakti Chamaras, is also showing his conviction of Christian consciousness to show that he took risk, a lot of risk. Preaching in Africa is risky. He did. He preaches on television. And on television, sometimes, many times, they will bring other leaders from other religious organizations, Christians, Muslims, some other mystical organizations like Rosicrucian, Ekankar, and others. Spiritual organization, they will bring all the religious leaders together. They will have a panel discussion. They present questions to all the leaders. So, it is a television program the whole country is watching. The religious leaders are on the screen presenting what they know about God. Different topics. Something about karma, something about reincarnation, something about dreams. Different topics. Who is God? About faith. They will bring all the spiritual leaders together and they have discussion. In the public, everybody will know that a Guru Dev representing Krishna consciousness would dominate that. Even one day, One of them challenged Gurudev, "Are you God?" Because the questions they couldn't answer, Gurudev was giving scientific answer to them in such a way that everybody can easily understand that yes, God should be like this. What is this a topic everybody should speak about? Who is God? Speculations everywhere. Every imaginative thing they were presenting. And then from the scripture, from the Vedas, Gurudev is presenting Christian consciousness. And present it very simple. Everybody can understand. Then, at a point, everybody can understand that all those religious leaders have come to listen to Krishna conscious philosophy. And in that case, how do you think they will feel? Some will be envious. And Gurudev faced these challenges many times. Some of them curse him. Because, like yesterday we were saying, he's really powerful and popular. He's famous. Every time there is a debate, Krishna consciousness represented by Gurudev will come out the best. And the audience will direct all the questions to Gurudev. "Yes, my question is for the Hare Krishna man," such and such a question. Another person, "Yes, my question is for the Hare Krishna man." The whole place, all the hall is full. "My question is for the Hare Krishna man." And others will be sitting there, hearing. And to make it worse, Gurudev will sit on asan. Others are sitting on the ordinary chairs and things from there. But Gurudev will sit on a big asana and will be fanning him from both sides. He's fanning him from here and fanning from that side. And he is very dramatic person. We had devotees from Mexico, devotees from India, devotees from America. So on the stage, when Gurudev is sitting there, the big asana, he will sit there. And the devotee will be fanning from here, will be fanning from that side. Then he has God sisters also from US. He will also have them sit with him, both sides, left and right, because they are two. He will have them sit with him. He will speak, they will also speak, and hear their funny. So he's sitting there as a king. So it's a king. Krishna Prabhupada told them. So Prabhupada told them, "Your ancestors send you as a slave outside, but I'm returning to Africa as a king." And Gurudev really did us as a king. He sat as a king on the asan and preached Krishna consciousness. One devotee from Mexico is fanning from here. One devotee from India is fanning from this side. And the whole people will watch it. The whole country will watch it on the television. So he knows how to enter the heart of the audience. That's why Sukadeva Goswami was described by his disciple Sutta Goswami. "Let me offer my respectful obeisance to the son of Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami, who is the spiritual master of the whole world, who knows how to enter the heart of the living entities." That is the spiritual master. We have mentioned many times how most of our lectures address our intellect. It doesn't go to the heart. But Gurudev goes to the heart. It goes to the heart of the audience. And the transformation, it takes place when the message goes to the heart, not to the head. Transformation will not take place if the message is going to the head. It will simply increase our false ego. But when the message goes to the heart, there will be transformation. The heart will become cleansed. So he has preached Christian consciousness extensively, especially in West Africa. Not only that, in West Africa he established a lot of things. We did not understand him. His vision was high. We don't understand him. We're simply fools following him. He was in every lecture he's speaking about, have your own food, make your own clothes. Everything you have to use, make it yourself. Every lecture, not only speaking, he got a very big land, 150 acres in Nigeria. Very, very good fertile land. Very close to the river. The river has water 24 hours, 12 months a year. Very, very good, rich land. And he tried and designed it, how he's going to make a community. Design it, and he tried. But because we did not understand what he was doing, all the attempt he made, he couldn't manifest it because we have knowledge. He sent so many devotees there, make a lot of plans. He did the same thing in Ghana, only in West Africa. In Ghana, he got a bigger land, 250 acres of land. He tried also the same thing before he went to Gitanagri and had a very nice community. In this places he got this land, in Nigeria and Ghana were making footwear from our cottage industry, from our industries, making footwear. We are producing our own mridangas and kalpas. In Nigeria we're making all this. We make our own incense and oils, everything we're producing in Nigeria for years we're producing. Now we close down all those things. We have candles factories, we have ceramic factories, we have shoe factories, we have incense factory. He established all these things. But all this I mentioned that they're not existing today, they are closed. Because of our inexperience and also in handling or seeing his vision and facilitating that, which is the duty of a disciple. The duty of a disciple is to support the special master in his mission. We didn't do that. So he preached Christian consciousness and he practically demonstrated, not a lie, there's a clinic also. There's a clinic. He personally wrote to me, for Christian consciousness to be a household religion in Africa, we need to offer some social facilities to people, like clinic. That also we tried. Because this is sent to me personally, so I tried. We formed a committee, and we're working it. Somehow or other, one devotee took it over from me and nothing worked. It doesn't work. Okay. But for that one, I tried. Otherwise, we didn't try anything. Although he established them, but we closed them all down. Because we have no experience. Not only we don't have experience, we have no interest. But he tried, he made a lot of sacrifice to establish Christian consciousness. Il faut bien se poser des disciples à supposed to appreciate the special master's activities, his mercy, do some offering. The best way we can appreciate what the special master has done or is doing for us. One way we can philosophically write a book to glorify him. That is easy, we can do that. But a bona fide disciple will not only do that. We have to understand what is the mission of the special master and make sure we fulfill that. So we know a bona fide disciple by how he will act or she will act when the special master is not physically present. It is not only when the special master is physically present that the devotee will demonstrate how much we love and care for the guru. Best is when he is not there physically. Like, we know that he wanted, now in this country we call it Vaishnava sustainable community. Right? If a disciple really loves the special master, and you know that guru they want this, then this should be our offering. We should do this as an offering to offer to him. He has preached how we should love each other. It is the time we have to show each other how much we love each other, how much we care for each other. Not only to come and speak about his wonderful qualities, but how do we get all these his qualities? By applying his teaching in our own life. That is the offering we can make. He cares for people, he has intelligence, he's very determined, he's very enthusiastic. From the first day I knew him to the last day he left, I have never seen one day his enthusiasm goes down. His enthusiasm constantly increases. And the more difficulties get, the better his life. He likes challenges. And he explained that. The challenges at the time a disciple will show the faith he or she has for his special master. And then he explains. Advancement is not made when things are easy. When things are going very nicely, every person can participate. The lazy person can function very nicely. But when things are difficult, that is the time we know who is a bona fide disciple. So, we would like to request all of us means myself, including, all of us, should think of what are we going to do as an offering. Cooking very nicely for him, that is okay. That's all right. Writing offering, very nice, beautiful English word or whatever language we have, that is also very good. Very good. But what are the practical things, all the wonderful qualities which we his compassion, his intelligence, his determination, his enthusiasm, his love for people, his caring for his people, all these his qualities, the best way we can appreciate him is to take these qualities and develop in our own life and offer that to him. If he can develop these qualities and offer that to him, I'm sure he will be very happy. A pure devotees are not sent. Pure devotees are not sent here to come and show us how pure they are. See? Can you see? Can you see how pure I am? That is not the reason why a Christian sent his pure devotees to us. Krishna sent his pure devotees to us to come and show it like a mirror. See, you have to be like this if you want to go there. See, we will develop their qualities. That's the main reason why they are coming. Is to teach us how to develop all these qualities. So they manifest all these qualities so we can develop them. And they show us all the principles. So he said, technologies, Christian consciousness, Christian conscious technologies to be applied. So we have to apply all the technologies in Christian consciousness to develop all these qualities. He demonstrated them. He showed them by his own practical example. So our offering should be like this. This is what I'm thinking. We have to get all these qualities, apply them in our own lives, and develop them as an offering to him. He'll be very, very happy and he will empower us. Hare Krishna.